Bieber, just to wrap up the week, August 3rd, 93.5, 95.3, Connect FM.
Ladies and gentlemen, on Mondays and Fridays, we get real wisdom on the radio. Brother Johnny's in New Orleans. Hey, Johnny!
And
Mike Ditka is in Chicago. Coach, how are you?
I'm doing good, guys.
Great to have both of you on. I tell you what, the Olympics, it's fun to watch. We got a guy from Champaign, Mike, that's swimming for a gold against Michael Phelps this afternoon in the pool in the 100 butterfly, Tyler McGill, Johnny. And it's really electrified this community. And you know what? The Olympics, Johnny, are pretty fun. Pretty fun to watch.
It's great watching them. And let's see, we had Bonnie Blair win a gold from Champaign at one point. I don't know who else has.
It doesn't happen very often, Mike, but I tell you, when it does, it really captivates the community. They have community watches together. Everybody's watching this stuff.
Well, it's really great. It really is. And that's great because it brings people together for a common cause, and that's pretty good stuff in America today. I'm not as excited about the Olympics as I was 25, 30 years ago when it was all amateur. But you know, when you look at these swimming things, they are amateurs. I understand that they get money for the medals, but still. But you look at the basketball, I can't, you know, that's all professional stuff.
I might have been able to start for Nigeria, Mike.
I think that's a little appalling, too, that they run up the score like that. That's pretty pathetic.
Well, it's 156 to 70 or 80, or is it? They won by 70 or 80, yeah.
No, I wasn't too good. Won by 70-some points.
That was my shot at a gold medal if I could have got that 12th spot on that team, but I didn't make it. You know, we're excited about Anthony Davis, our new rookie from Kentucky. He's been able to play out there, and he's good, and he gets a chance to play with some pretty good players there. So that New Orleans is kind of excited about watching him play in the Olympics, but they should win that gold medal. I'll say that.
Well, you know, as you said, I think a week ago, Johnny, wouldn't it be great instead of bombs and guns, we could settle things with judo and gymnastics?
Yeah.
It'd be a lot better.
Right. No kidding.
No kidding.
A lot more fun.
All right, let's go to politics. It's always fun. Let's hear Harry Reid yesterday coming out on what he heard on the street.
The word's out that he hasn't paid any taxes for 10 years. Let him prove that he has paid taxes, because he hasn't. We already know from one partial tax return that he gave us, he has money hidden in Bermuda, the Cayman Islands, and a Swiss bank account.
Well, it's time for Harry to put up or shut up. Harry's going to have to describe who it is he spoke with, because, of course, that's totally and completely wrong. It's untrue, dishonest, and inaccurate. It's wrong.
Mike?
Well, Harry Reid's, I can't say what I told you earlier, but, I mean, this is pathetic. I mean, you're talking about, and these are people who represent us in our government. I mean, you talk about small people without any qualities of leadership, and that's what these people are. These people are puppets for their party, and that's wrong. Instead of representatives of the people, they're puppets for their party, and that is totally wrong. I said a long time ago that when you get into politics, if it's about anything more than service, then you're doing the wrong thing. It's all it can be about is service to the people. You can't go in there to make a career. Look at these guys, Barney Frank. Look at Schumer. Look at these guys. They're making a career out of being a politician. Dick Durbin. I mean, it's ridiculous when you look at these guys. And when you listen to them talk, then you understand that they know nothing, absolutely nothing.
Well, the thing about it, Harry, I hate to say it, he just seems to be a bad guy. He just seems to be a bad guy. And I don't think he won the election fair and square. That election, he was in a battle out there in Nevada, and if you remember, there was just this surprising result in the early voting count that put him over. And, you know, we don't know where they got those votes. I don't think he really even won, and he's just that kind of guy. And that's our leader.
But here's the thing, John, and you're right, but how do you pull things out of the air? I heard this. We heard that. And now you give a guy a bad name. Well, I heard that when you were this and that, you committed something when you were a child. I mean, this is ridiculous. I mean, this is hearsay. And then we have a left media, the liberal media, that picks up on this stuff, and they buy into it. And this is pathetic. I think there ought to be some case to sue for libel, because, if Romney's saying what he's saying is true, then I'd sue this son of a gun, because he's a bad dude.
Well, and he knows what he's doing, too, Mike. He's just trying to track. They've got nothing to run on, as
absolutely
we talked about.
Absolutely.
And they're just grabbing dogs and throwing things down.
When you have no record, and this president has no record to run on, then you must run the other guy's record down, period.
Mm.
But you saw that reporting on Romney's trip overseas, which actually I thought he did pretty well, and it was like every
And he said exactly the truth to the British. They didn't like it, but it was the truth.
Well, and then they said, oh, look at the gaffe. Look at the mistake. Oh, he's not a world leader. Oh my goodness. It was over.
No, they were said the right thing. You can do any way you want. You look at those bleachers. They were pretty empty, pretty sparse, guys.
Yeah. All right, and I think my take is, too, when Harry Reid says, here's what we heard, it's obviously to try and motivate Romney to throw out all these taxes and divert attention. But the problem, as Mike just said, is that the media will back that claim, and then if you go the other side and said, hey, Harry, when did you quit beating your wife? They'll come out and say, those are accurate, those are wrong, and they'll defend the Democrat, but they'll pursue the Republican.
Well, yeah. Exactly right. It's no different than this Chick-fil-A thing. You know, this is a country where you have freedom of choice. You can do or be any, that's up to you. So when a guy makes a statement that his choice is what we understand as conventional marriage, and people boycott him for that, I mean, that's a shame. Because if gay people want to marry, fine. That's their prerogative. They can do anything they want to do. But you don't have to agree with it. If your Judeo-Christian values say that isn't the norm. Now, whether you think it's a norm or not, I happen to believe the Judeo-Christian values say it's not the norm. It's not what's right. So if you believe it's right, fine. God bless you.
And that's true. And I was surprised that turned out. That's a kind of an indication of some energy in the,
You have these mayors, this Emanuel, you have the guy in Boston. They come out and make these absurd, asinine statements. This doesn't represent the people of Chicago. By God, it does represent the people. The people of Chicago really are normal. The majority are normal. They don't have lean that way. So, I mean, the views of the people of Chicago. Who's he speaking for? He's speaking for liberal consistency. Consistency that's trying to say the right thing, period. Period. That's all he's trying to do.
And Obama kind of was agreeing with the conventional marriage stance until a few months ago.
Well, he did
ago.
That. Yeah, he changed now because he's...
Rahm Emanuel was buying him the whole way.
Yeah. right. So it was Rahm's chief of staff when he was supporting traditional marriage. Now we're near an election. He's for gay marriage. But you're right. If you say something that goes against it, now you are castigated and banned and banished and everything else. So the people standing in line to support Chick-fil-A, a record-setting day.
Unbelievable. And that's great.
Yeah.
Because that is the American way.
Right. You support it with your dollars. I mean, there were gay people in line at Chick-fil-A in Champaign saying, you know what? I disagree with Dan Cathy, but he ought to be able to say it.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Well, that's the point. That's the whole thing. You know, you can say it. I mean, if you believe it, say it. That's all. I mean, we're not saying that you have to change. If you are what you are, you are what you are. Leave it alone.
Well, there you go, Stevie. And
now they're planning a kiss-in tonight at 8 o'clock at Chick-fil-A's. And I guess my question would be, is that too provocative to get their point across? Or should they simply say, listen, we disagree with his position. We don't think he should support the groups that are against what we believe. However, it's freedom of speech. We disagree. We can pick it. They're going to go in, and I don't know what it means, kiss-in, but it's what the, is that too provocative?
Well, of course it is. It's just like the Occupy Wall Street. There's no they can't do anything in a sane way, so they do it in an insane way. And this thing that was put on by the people, this for Chick-fil-A, was all law and order. It was all by the – I mean, people with support. Now, the thing they're doing is, if you think that's cute, to kiss somebody in public, I mean, it's kind of disgusting to me. I mean, that's their business.
Well, it's just that's a mistake, of course, for the gay community. I don't think I bet the majority.
Step backward. You're right, John. Step backward.
Yeah, I don't think the majority would support that move. But it's kind of picking a fight. And I've always thought that the issue was kind of a fight-picking issue. I don't think it serves the gay community or anybody else. And I think the idea is someone drives us to fight. Look, if we are at each other's throats, then the evil forces win, and I think there are evil forces, Steve. Whatever you want to call them, whether it's the devil or whether it's our bad side or Satan, they're out there. And some the evil likes to get us at each other. And sometimes that's the only motive that I can see is someone trying to tear us apart.
Yeah.
Because there's no point in fighting over this. I mean, this is ridiculous.
Yeah.
And with
it
all
really
the things
is.
That we can do productively, we waste time and energy on things like that. And sometimes you just feel like, you know, this is way deep behind all of this are the forces of evil. And, you know, the kissing isn't the thing you want to do. Just move on. Just
yeah.
move on.
Brother Johnny, Mike Ditka, 93.5, 95.3, Connect FM, 745. Jobs numbers are out. 163,000 new jobs created, which is about 63,000 more than predicted. However, the unemployment rate, the official number, went from 8.2% to 8.3%. So still not so good, Johnny.
Well, you know, coming out of recession with Reagan, you know, they were hitting 500,000 new jobs a month. I think they had a million jobs 1 month.
Wow.
And you try to kind of get it more like that. I mean, at least the guy, you got 163,000. But the economy, Mike, it doesn't look like, it just seems like we're sputtering. And, you know, GM auto sales are starting to slip again a little bit. And Europe doesn't look any better. So the economy is probably not going to be too robust for a while. So, we'll, you know, that's just an issue that both candidates have to deal with.
Well, but, you know, the one candidate keeps blaming the former administration. I mean, if you've been on, you've had the guard or the watch for 4 years, my God, there ought to be some way that you take some of the responsibility for what's happened, good or bad. And they don't want to do that. They don't want to take any responsibility for anything that's not positive, and there's not a whole lot that's positive. Excuse me.
Well, and this is what their result is not very good. I say we try.
It's a failure, John. It's a complete failure. This administration, this presidency should have been a Tootsie Roll, a layup, a no-brainer, and it's a failure. I mean, when you look at this through history, this should have been a no-brainer. I mean, this is, and I said the one good thing about it, it makes Carter look good.
Well, I tell you, it's been one thing after another. And certainly, Steve, the economy, with the amount of money that was spent on the stimulus and trying to spur the economy, is trillions of dollars. We just should have just divided the money up and handed it out, Steve, because mm-hmm. it hasn't worked.
Yeah.
So I think we need to make a switch. But, hey, we all get to think about it and talk about it. I think it's, Mike, I think that's becoming the no-brainer is who to vote for right now. But
all right, I want to ask you about Mohammad Ahmadinejad, the president of Iran. In a Ramadan speech to Islamic country ambassadors, Iranian president says liberation of Palestine will solve all world problems. He said the ultimate goal of world forces must be the annihilation of Israel. So you're Israel, Iran's trying to get nuclear, and we got the president of Iran saying the goal is to annihilate you. How are you supposed to assimilate that information, Johnny? What are you supposed to do with that?
Well, I think you better be worried about it because they're working on nuclear weapons, and we're trying to stop them. I mean, there have been some concerted efforts in the way of sanctions, but that's not going to deter them. I mean, they're going to keep working on this, Mike. That's not going to stop them. And
well, that's the ultimate goal is to destroy Israel. There's no question about that. I mean, they're right up front with it. You know, and then the world will be all shook up when Israel does something to them, and they'll say, "Well, they instigated." Yeah, and he instigated because of what Iran has done. So, I mean, and first of all, there's no sanity over there, guys. I'm sorry. You know, you can have sympathy all you want to. You say they have a right to. Yeah, they do. But there's no sanity involved in this. This is bad, bad stuff. This is so far from the American way. The democratic process is pathetic.
Is it possible they're trying to bait them, Johnny? Because if Israel were to strike, then all of Iran might rally and say, "Oh, here we go. They started it and all that." Maybe they're just trying to bait them.
Well, I don't know. I like Mike said, they're completely insane. I mean, oh, dude, Joe's a nut.
Yeah.
So who knows what his plan is? I think it's more just bravado, Steve. Mm. They'll say things from the standpoint of like when we were in seventh grade bragging about something.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, yeah, they want you to challenge him, but I don't know what he's thinking. That's one part about that job as president of the United States. It's pretty hard is trying to figure that out because it does affect us, and it's not rational thought, Mike. You can't figure it out. There's no telling what they're doing.
Well, exactly. And, I mean, there's no rationality. You hit it right on the button.
So that makes it tough, Steve, because it's hard to predict complete random insanity.
I think one time John, when Johnny and I were talking about the presidency, Mike, John said, you know, Steve, it's not that great a job.
Are you kidding me?
Well, you know, you're damned if you do, damned if you don't, I think, in a lot of cases. But I think the main thing is it's a job of respect. And if that job or that office is not being respected by the majority of the people, I think you got a problem. And the only thing that can lead to the respect is leadership. You got nothing else to do with anything else. Either you're taking the country in the right direction or the wrong direction, period. And when you've never led anything in your life and all of a sudden you're thrown into a task this big, I mean, the chances are you're not going to handle it very well.
Yeah.
Well, and the thing that I've not appreciated about President Obama, he has some beliefs that he strongly believes in that I disagree with. I can respect that. But when he tries some things and they don't work out, it's like Mike says, it's always someone else's fault.
Yeah.
When in reality, especially if you're in a leadership position, you've got to learn from your mistakes and change what you're doing so that everybody wins. When you just hang on to it and say, well, it didn't work because of that or didn't work, it didn't work.
Also, John, you surround yourself with bad advisors. If you don't know, the first law is hire somebody that does know. Surround yourself with people who do know, who are positive people, who get it. And if you don't get it, get somebody who gets it.
Exactly. And then if it doesn't work out and you pick the wrong guy, switch them out.
Yeah.
You know, I haven't seen that, Steve. He just hangs on to the same old thing. And when it doesn't work, instead of addressing what didn't work, he attacks Romney and he heard he didn't pay any taxes.
Yeah.
What is that?
Yeah, right. All right, I wanted to ask you about the Cleveland Browns, Mike. They sold for $1.2 billion. Dollars? Something? Wow.
Well, you know, I tell you what, it must be a good gig. I mean, it must be, the NFL must be pretty good. I mean, if you have that kind of money and you make that kind of investment in the National Football League, understanding what the pay scales are and everything else, there still must be a pretty good profit margin.
I don't know about 1.2 million, Mike. I don't think
billion
make that pay.
Yeah. How do you amortize that, Johnny?
I got to work on the numbers. Steve.
I can pay 1.2 million.
Yeah.
You got to get 1.2 billion.
That's just
you got to start understanding what that is.
Unbelievable number. And then, of course, I wanted to mention the web.com golf tour. There's a kid on that golf tour named Luke Guthrie, and he's just graduated the University of Illinois 2 months ago.
Yeah,
and he's
yeah.
been tearing it up. He made $300,000 so far in the PGA. And on the web.com tour yesterday, Johnny and Mike, the guy hit 12 birdies. There's only 18 holes.
I saw that. I mean, that's pretty amazing.
What?
I think this guy might have a pretty good career.
I mean, man, I mean, he's a great kid. I've talked to him many times. He had 12 birdies out of 18. That's just Mike Ditka-like. That's crazy.
No, yeah. Well, I'll tell you.
12 pars would be good for me.
I'll tell you something. That's shooting Stevie J. I guess we have our Twin City tournament in Champaign-Urbana this weekend.
Twin City finals tomorrow. Lincolnshire finals Urbana on Sunday. And, yes, Twin City golf. Finally, my mother-in-law passed away the other night. Mike, Margaret Menner, my wife's a wonderful mom, died
at
age of 85. But what I wanted to talk about for the last couple of minutes is, and Johnny mentioned to me on the phone, I hit a nerve, about these people growing up in the 20s, they saw the Depression, they saw World War II, they had this core, they had this foundation, they had this tremendous quality, and when that goes away, I fear we're not regenerating that, and it hurts me a little bit.
Well, they grew up in what the era we call the growing of America, let's face it. I mean, these people came over from other countries, and they came over because of the opportunities that were here, and all through the 30s, 40s, 20s, 30s, 40s, all the way up. And man, what a wonderful country to live in, because it was based on what? You had your freedom, but you had an opportunity. You had an opportunity to make something in your life. But the opportunity was based on one thing. Were you willing to work? And the people who aren't willing to work don't deserve it. I'm sorry. The only thing you deserve is what you're willing to work for. And
Steve,
that's what the American dream to me is all about.
The people, Mike, I've just seen it through the years that were born around in the 20s. They did go through the Depression and then World War II. They have as a group what we call, when we talk about American values, nobody really knows what that is. But that's what that is.
That's what it is. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Growing of America,
And those people knew what they knew. There was a sense of there's a evil force in the world. They were afraid of it. It was taken over. There was a sense of there is the right thing to do, and we have to find out what it is. And there was a very strong sense of the consequences if we don't do the right thing. If we do get deceived, like perhaps you could say the Germans did.
Yeah, you hit right on the button. By defeating evil in Germany, in Japan, they've made these countries two very powerful countries and very good countries by defeating the evil forces that were within them.
And that's
what America has done.
That those folks learned and that they taught us. And we haven't had those experiences because they made the planet
right
a better place to live. But we don't have those experiences. We're kind of taking things for granted. We're kind of pushing the envelope. Well, it didn't really. They say that's bad, but it doesn't really matter. Well, there's consequences. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what that group of people really had, what I would call American values. And, they've been called the greatest generation. You know, Steve, I don't know. Maybe they were.
Yeah, well, God bless Margaret Mentor. We're going to miss her. But I tell you what, again, that great quality is just inspiring. Hey, Mike and Johnny, we'll leave it there. Talk to you on Monday. Thank you, as always.
Thanks, guys.
All right, guys.
Thanks,
take care. God bless.
God bless you. Appreciate your time. Mike Ditka, Brother Johnny, this morning, as always, on Mondays and Fridays from 7:30 to 8 o'clock. He did not say it.
He did not say it.
I just thought I would have probably lost money. I thought the Harry Reid
again
thing.
He danced around.
Whoa!
It pathetic. He said at least six times and sue that son of a gun.
Yeah.
Leave it alone.
Yeah.
Tootsie roll layup.
I thought
no
it was
brainer
right there, folks. I had him under the basket with a ball. I couldn't do it anymore. I mean, it was Harry Reid. Our word on the street, we heard he hasn't paid taxes for 10 years.
We were both waiting.
Thought
it was right there.
$75 on Monday.
Okay.
The pot just went up 25.
Thank you.
93.5, 95.3, it's Connect FM. I'm Stevie J. That's Diane Ducey. Fox News will be coming up. Time now for your Wall Street Journal update. Brought to you by Starla Carr at Provident Financial Group in Champaign.